Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Yesterday, in a study of 1 John chapter 2, I taught that to know the Lord better, we must meditate in His Word and seek His will. Not only to know what it is, but to do it. Let's continue with that thought today. We need to be mature and realize that our greatest will is whatever His will is for us. Our greatest desire is His will. Our greatest desire is to be like Jesus. One of the things I've seen in church over the years is that people don't get their way, leave. I've had men that sometimes they're good businessmen, great businessmen, and men that really are ethical in business. But they're also used to, on their jobs, owning businesses and things like that, they're used to telling people what to do and not being questioned. Not being told no. So sometimes they get on the church board or they get on the Christian school board or something like that. They don't get their way. They get mad. They leave. You see, they don't get their way and so they're gone. They don't get it of the local church being the family of God led by a pastor. And so if that church is wrong doctrinally, then you leave it. But you better know that it's wrong doctrinally, not just make accusations. You better be able to say by the Word of God why it's wrong doctrinally, not by some what psychologist says or what some college president said, but rather by what the Bible says. And if you didn't go to that pastor, you didn't go to that church or that person and use the Bible and show them why, then, my friend, you are in sin. And just as we read here in verses 4 and 5, then, of our text, that you're not keeping His commandments, then you're a liar, the truth is not in you, you're not keeping His word. So the love of God, even the very love of God, is not maturing in you. Because you've got to have your own way. Now, hereby we know that we are in Him. This is what gives full assurance. Besides the eternal security, we both keep and obey His word. To know Him better, we meditate in His word. We seek His will, not only to know what it is, but to do it, and to do it His way. Now, people who know Him keep His commandments. They seek His will. They are governed by the principles and commands of God's Word, and they grow and mature in Christ by growing in Christ's likeness. Now, that is why in Proverbs 13 and verse 13, we read this, "Whoso despiseth the word shall be destroyed, but he that feareth the commandment shall be rewarded." Now, think about that. Whoso despises the word shall be destroyed. And I'm afraid that's going on in churches today. You know, judgment begins at the house of God. And people are depending more on demographics and worldly ways instead of the word of God. I think judgment, when it begins by God, it's not going to stop. It's only those that fear the commandments of God that are rewarded. That is the true man, not the liar, not the deceiver. Now let's go on to verse 6. Verse 6 says, "He that saith he abideth in him ought himself also to walk even as he walked." That is, as Jesus walked. So if you say, "Hey, I'm abiding in Jesus Christ," that's great. Now walk as he walked. Now, folks, what I'm giving you, I first got in my own devotionals. These are things that hit me between the eyes. Then I preach at my church. It probably hit some people between the eyes. I don't know. Sometimes you preach these things, people say, well, he's defending himself, or he's got a hobby horse, or he's got this, got that. Look, preach the word. We preach the word. That's what I'm commanded to do. And if my command is to preach the word, which it is, it doesn't matter if everybody loves me or if everybody hates me or somewhere in between. The important thing is to obey God and preach the word. And that's what's important for your pastor and for anyone who would preach or teach the word of God. Preach the word as it is to men as they are, preaching not in your power, not in your wisdom, but in the power and the wisdom of the Holy Ghost of God. So in verse 6, again, he that saith he abideth in him ought to himself also to walk as he walked. So that provides us with the key. Lest you would deceive even yourself, because most people end up deceiving themselves more than they do others. That's the test for every Christian. One can say, well, I abide in Christ, and I know him, and I keep his commandments. Well, are you walking as he walked? In John chapter 8, verse 29, it says this, and he that sent me is with me. The Father hath not left me alone, for I do always those things that please him. Now, Jesus Christ were to walk as he walked. And so he said, in his walk, even when men started leaving him in droves, I mean, first he had 5,000, then he had 4,000, and that number kept going down. In 3.5 years, Jesus went from a 5,000 gathering down to even the 12 departing from him and leaving him alone. And the world, the religious world of marketing and demographics today would call him a failure. If it was anybody else, they'd say, oh, that person's a failure. Well, walk as he walked. Walk in love. Walk in the truth. But he said the Father sent him. Didn't leave him alone because he stayed in his word. Talked to him. Knowing the word, he did those things that always pleased him. That is walking as he walked. Now, I have daily devotionals that I put in our church bulletin. I had the Days of Praise, Baptist Bread, we put in our church foyer. Good, solid material. Plus, I write a couple articles in our bulletin nearly every Sunday. Now, you can have a good daily devotional booklet, read a good chapter of the Bible, and have a good routine of church. But too often, it becomes a routine only. It's a routine in religion, even though it might be a fundamental religion. And it's not a personal relationship that grows to know him experientially. And I've said this before on this broadcast, as well as in other places I've preached. Get to know God's voice in your heart as well as you know your spouse's voice in your ear. The voice of God in your heart will never contradict the word of God. And that's how you can tell when Satan is trying to deceive you and be a strange voice in your heart. No, you stay with the word of God. And as you grow to know him, you grow to know his word and what he expects. And so is your personal relationship growing with God? How real is our walk? Are we really trying to please God. You see, my friend, love is a heart issue. When you are walking in love, your heart is merely seeking to please its object. Righteous routines are good, but not if they are without heart. You see, our heart has to be in it. Now, I've heard people say this over the years of different pastors, preachers, and so forth, and preachers I didn't even know in many cases. Well, they speak the truth, but they don't have love in their heart. Listen, when somebody says that, get away from them. Get away from them. More than likely, one thing is what that truth they've preached has stepped on their toes and they're mad. But more importantly, they're claiming deity for themselves and they're saying, I know what's in their heart. And that, they don't. They don't know if there's love in their heart or not. Now, we can tell by actions. I once had a member that had her arms around some other girls and they were kissing each other on the cheek and all that. And I said to another person, that looks like lesbianism. They said, "Art, you claim to God, you don't know what's in their heart." I said, "No." I says, "But when you act like a lesbian, just like when I'm not judging a person that tells me a lie, I'm not judging them call them a liar. I'm looking at the fruit. The Bible tells us that we're to tell a tree by its fruit. If a person's lying, then we know he's a liar or she's a liar. So that's not judging their heart. That's seeing the fruit. And when people do those things, then you say, well, that's the fruit. Now, again, these are people, and just as the example I just used, are so wrapped up in themselves that when they want to justify something, God takes a back burner. And trying to justify another person may not have been a lesbian. We didn't accuse them of being a lesbian. We just said, that is like lesbianism. For girls to sit around, hardly any clothes on, kissing each other, may not have been a lesbian act, but it's not good. It's not good. It's wrong. Don't try to justify those things. Don't try to guard those things. Don't try to guard sin. Stand up for Jesus. Stand up for what is right. That is having love. That is walking as he walked. That is having the love of God in your heart. Now remember Jesus, when they're complaining about him healing on the Sabbath, he says, how many of you will go out and rescue an ox or something that's fallen in the ditch?
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you'd like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands. I will